This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In your health today, the benefits of flu shots for college students. First, how to buy health insurance if you're a young adult, especially if you've grown too old for your parents' plan and do not have benefits through an employer. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
If buying your own health insurance sounds like an expense you can't afford, Lacey Schweitzer can relate. She's a college grad living in Denver. She says after 7 years with no insurance at all and no chance of getting it through her jobs, she started looking into individual health plans. We caught up with her on her cell phone as she made her way from one part-time job as a massage therapist to her next job as a waitress.
You know what? I'm almost 30 and I need it. Gotta bite the bullet.
Schweitzer says she didn't anticipate needing to see specialists, and she couldn't afford a premium plan. Mostly, she wanted preventive care. So she ended up choosing an HMO through Kaiser Permanente. So far, she's satisfied.
I can go to the doctor and do a copay and get a prescription.
A novelty after going so long without insurance. For $100 a month, Lacey says the policy gives her some peace of mind. She explains her friend did a lot of the legwork researching plans. One place to start is the site ehealthinsurance.com, where there are many options marketed to young adults. The 20-somethings are a growth market, given that 13 million have no insurance at all. But experts say when you're on the buying end, it can be tricky.
I think it can be very confusing. There are a lot of plans being offered out there.
Jenny Lipster is a lawyer and analyst at Georgetown University's Health Policy Institute. She says, generally speaking, the higher the premium and the lower the deductible, the more coverage you get. But since plans vary, the devil's in the details, and you've got to do your homework.
I think it's important to sit down and read your plan to make sure that it does do what you presume that it does.
Lipster says it's not as straightforward as you might think. Here's what happens when 28-year-old Malia Nalrose tries to interpret details of her plan. We met her on a lunch break from her job as an IT consultant. She's not getting insurance at work, so she's just purchased an individual policy from Humana for $90 a month. Leafing through the summary of benefits, she begins reading from a list of 36 limitations and exclusions.
Honestly, I don't know exactly what would be excluded, you know, but it's hard to tell exactly what they're referring to.
Take, for example, exclusion number 31. It states that any injury or sickness arising out of or in the course of any occupation, employment, or activity for compensation is excluded, whether or not benefits are available under workers' comp.
I spend most of my waking hours at work, so not to be covered when you're at work is pretty ridiculous.
Reading over the exclusion clause, Georgetown attorney Jennifer Lipster says workplace exclusions are not uncommon with individual plans. She says even when you understand the legal language they're written in, they can still be confusing.
When I read that, it sounds like if I break my leg at work and there's no workman compensation, they could potentially exclude that. It seems like a very, very broad statement and a very broad exclusion.
In an email, Humana spokesman Jim Turner wrote that the exclusion is an effort to distinguish between what workers' comp covers and what the plan covers. He says in Virginia, where Malia is insured, state law requires employers with three or more workers to purchase and maintain workers' comp. As for Malia, she hasn't had to file any claims yet.
I'm paying my bill and hopefully they'll act in good faith.
Malia plans to start med school next fall, and in some states, she may be eligible to go back on her parents' health plan. We've included a list of states on our website, npr.org. Experts say getting group coverage is usually a better option than having an individual plan. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.